Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Zivachim Daf Ayin, Zivachim 70 on the bottom of Daf Ayin Amud Beis, on the bottom of 70b. We begin the 8th chapter of Zivachim, which the first words of this chapter are the Mishnah, Kol HaZivachim Shenis Arvu, all of the sacrifices that became mixed up together. However, already in the Rishonim, we see in Tosfos de Sanhedrin that they refer to this chapter colloquially as chapter Perek HaTaruvos, the chapter of the Taruvos. Taruvos are the commingling of items, because the entire chapter deals with things that are permitted and other things that are prohibited that became mixed up with each other. And so therefore, what's the law when one item is permitted and other items are prohibited? Or really, the way Rashi understands it, where one item is prohibited and gets mixed in with other things that are permitted, what is going to be the law under those circumstances? And so our Mishnah, our first Mishnah, is going to be talking about sacred animals which are ready to be brought. However, they got mixed up with an animal that cannot be brought. So under what circumstances do we say that the mixture that has been created cannot be saved, and in other circumstances the mixture can be saved? So says our Mishnah, Kol HaZivachim, all of the sacrifices that are ready to be brought, they are worthy to be brought, Shenis Arvu B'chatos HaMesos, that they become mixed up with sin offerings that are supposed to die. There are certain offerings, there are certain sin offerings which we know that they cannot be brought. We know from other places in Chas that there are five examples of sin offerings that they can't be brought, and the law is that they have to be let to die. These five examples are an offspring of a sin offering. Since the sin offering was dedicated by a specific person, the offspring of a sin offering cannot be brought. Also, if a sin offering was exchanged for another animal, the other animal that was exchanged for it cannot be brought as well. A third category is a sin offering whose owner died, so therefore the sin offering needs to be brought on behalf of a person who has sinned, and so therefore, since it can't atone for anybody, it cannot be brought. A fourth type of chatos that must be left to die, the sin offering, is a sin offering that was lost, and then they found on it a blemish, and so therefore the owners used for it a different animal. And a fifth example is a chatos that became more than a year old. So under these circumstances, the chatos is supposed to die. So if this chatos, which was supposed to die, became mixed in with the animals which are ready to be brought, and now we can't tell them apart, they're all identical, and so we can't tell which is the one that's supposed to die without being slaughtered and brought as an offering, and which is the one which is supposed to be slaughtered. Or the second example of our Mishnah is Beshor Nisko, an ox which has perhaps killed somebody, and so therefore it was, the ruling in the court was that it was supposed to be stoned, and we know such an ox, you're not allowed to derive any benefit from it. Well, then says our Mishnah, Afilo achas beribo, even if this animal which is supposed to be allowed to die without receiving any benefit from it, even if it was mixed in with thousands of animals that are worthy to be brought, yamusu kulan, then we still say under these circumstances all of the animals must die. And the reason is because we say, since the animals themselves are something which are called chashuv, they're something which are distinguished in their own, we say they can never be nullified. Even if it's one versus 10,000, it can't be nullified, because the animal that is unable to be derived benefit from is not going to be considered nullified, because in itself it's something of value. And in addition to that, we say we can't sell it, because you're not out of any benefit from this animal. And so therefore, if we're going to sell it, then we're going to be concerned that the one you sold, if you sell all of them, you're going to be getting benefit from the animal that we're not out of benefit from. And also, we can't bring it as an offering, because we're concerned that you're going to bring an animal which is not allowed to be offered on the altar as an offering. And so therefore, the only solution is to allow all of the animals to die without being brought as offerings, without being redeemed. This is the teaching of our Mishnah about this law. The Poskim discusses this with respect to an interesting question. The Pre-Elio discusses the question about a person. We know that there's a practice on the eve of Yom Kippur to make an atonement for our sin, doing what's called kapalos, by taking a rooster and waving it over our head, and then we slaughter the rooster and we give it to a poor person to eat. But the idea is that this rooster is going to be serving as an atonement. And the practice is, the strong custom is, that there's one rooster for each person. And so he says that they tied a string over the rooster as a siman, as a sign that they shouldn't use it for another person, for a kaparos, for another person, to atone for somebody else's sins. But what happened was, he put this rooster in with the other roosters, and the string came off. And so now there's a whole bunch of roosters, and we don't know which one was used for a person already and atoning for that person's sin, and which one are all the other roosters, which have not yet atoned for the sins. And so they asked him the question,
question, what should we do now that the string has fallen off and we don't know how to arrange kaparos, how to atone for all the other person on the eve of Yom Kippur? And so he cites our sugya from our Mishnah, which talks about the chatos, which is mixed in with all the other animals, that we're told that we have to let all the animals die. We have no solution to this problem. And the Gemara says, but why? Why should we say that there's no solution to this situation? We can tell you a good solution. Why don't we just take out one of the animals from this group? And since we have a concept that once one of the animals leaves the group, we could say that with something that has been separated, we follow the majority, and since the majority is okay, therefore we could establish a principle that since the majority are okay, that it would be sufficient. The Gemara says, no, we can't do that, because since we're taking it from a fixed place, that's not a good solution under these circumstances. And so then he says, the Gemara asks another question, why don't we say that put them in a place and let one of them leave on their own, so we're not the ones taking it out? He says, no, that's also not a good solution, because Rava says in the Gemara that even though technically speaking that would be okay, but we're concerned that 10 Kohanim would come all at the same time and do it all at once, and therefore would obviously one would be brought as an offering and it would not be good. But in this case, in the case of the Tarna Golem, we could put all the roosters in one place together, and then if they leave on their own, since it's only a custom, then we could say that they separate on their own from the fixed place, and then we could say that it's possible that we could use all the other remaining roosters to do kaparos, because we could say the one that separated was perhaps the one that was already a kapara was done for, and that will be a sufficient solution to this question.